Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
3 o'clock, guys, here live inside the Ticketmaster Studios. It is Dukes and Bell. I want to remind you, Monday, we're going to be at our third annual Brown Grass Charity Golf Classic presented by Finley Roofing. Mike and I will be out there participating, and then we'll do the show live from out there as well. All of our shows will be live out there that day over at Eagle Watch Golf Club. But it's also to help benefit a great cause. So go to 929thegame.com, click on the events page, donate to Pets for Vets, a charity that pairs our nation's heroes with trained working animals. And we'll see you on the course Monday, man, November 24th. It feels like we've been talking about it for like 3 months, and we have. But it's finally here on Monday. Mike, let's kind of recap for those folks who may just be tuning in and saying, guys, what's the situation up there? The Michael Penix news is the situation, that it is official. He has torn his ACL in his left knee, partially torn, and he is going to have surgery. Kirk Cousins has been announced as a starter. It's official after we have lost five straight. And, Mike, Easton Stick is going to be the backup.
Yeah, man. Easton Stick, we saw him do his thing. He was with the Raiders, right? He was with the Raiders a couple years ago? He got a chance to get in there and start. So he's got some starting experience if need be. But Kirk Cousins, man, yes, the irony coming full circle with a – the wheels came off is when he got hit, and he hit the turf at Superdome last year, and now he's back in New Orleans, a team which we should have success running the football against. But getting back to Penix Jr., again, if the information is accurate, you know, the Falcons aren't the first team in the league to kind of play, you know, a little loose with the facts. You know, we just found out, you know, in our interview with Coach Rod 2 weeks ago about the broken clavicle, you know, when it came to what's going on with Darnell Mooney. But not a full reconstruction of his left ACL per league source, telling Mark Raimondi. So according to, if you look at the chart, that's anywhere from 6 months. Best case, you know. But worst case would be 9 months, which means it cuts into now we can't practice with the team when the real training camp begins.
Yeah. Under Penix, by the way, the offense, if you're just curious, and these are the numbers that need to improve, right? 332 yards per game, that's 14th in the league. We got to be better. You know, the team struggled to score points. Obviously not solely on Michael Penix. We know that. But we have been better in the red zone, guys. The last three games, we're scoring touchdowns.
The abysmal stat is that third down stat.
Correct.
That's the thing which has been killing us.
19 points a game, that's 27th in the league. That's got to get better. We got to score more points.
That's not enough points. 24 is the bench. You got to have more. More. I need more.
I need more.
But are you going to be able to – look, we can certainly – but we said this last week about Carolina. I'm not going to make any predictions. I mean, I'm done with this. You got to go win four in a row just to get to 500, but you got certainly some winnable games. Jets just benched Justin Fields. Tyrod Taylor's going to start for them.
Yeah.
So it could be either one of those guys next week when we go to New York.
It could be. Handle your business this weekend first, and I want to see, Mike, I'm really curious, to be honest with you, because sometimes, you know, when your quarterback gets hurt, regardless of what you might think of the overall performance, he's a well-liked guy, man, on this team.
Big time.
Guys dig him. And I'm talking about Michael Penix. And sometimes it's a gut punch. You know, you're like, damn, you're already feeling the woes of the season. And now your boy is out. And you're like, okay, I get it. We got a really good backup. I get it. But, man, that's sometimes it takes a team a minute to kind of grasp and get their head around that. I want to see how these guys come out. Sometimes, Mike, again, you just don't know what sparks them. But part of this is I think a lot of people right now just don't feel like as a whole we're good enough.
Right. And I said this, you know, to a couple of guys on Twitter. Guys want to be snarky about it. I mean, he's still a freaking human being. He's a good guy. You've heard Michael Penix on with us. Carl just touched on it. When he was in the middle of that scrap with the Titans, the team was just going bananas because he's got fighting him, you know. But think about how low he was, how down he sounded talking to Arch after the loss to the Colts in Berlin. Actually get you up on a 14-point lead against the Colts only to now have his season come to an end.
Yeah, it's tough.
So we wish him the best. Apparently, he's here today. Matter of fact, he's at the facility. I mean, he's not with us, but he's here. But it's only a matter of time before he's going to have that surgery. We don't know what the date is on that, and then it's all about recovery, man, and trying to get back. And here's the good news. I mean, if you want some light at the end of the tunnel. And I said this to Mike, they're not moving on from Michael Penix. He's going to be here. He's under his rookie contract. It makes no financial sense. He will be back. What degree, I don't know. How good he will be, I don't know. But the good news, or at least some light at the end of the tunnel, is Mike, he's come back from these injuries. He did it before. Matter of fact, he did it twice with his right knee in 18 and 2020 and had shoulder injuries in 19 and 21. He knows what this takes to get back.
Look, it's the NFL. It was a sort of a slow motion injury the way the knee got bent back. But there's going to be a lot of people out there listening going, Mike and Carl, you guys are full of crap. This guy can't stay healthy. He could not stay healthy
in college.
And you risked this colossal decision on a guy that a lot of folks around the NFL were scared because of his medicals. And that's why he was available for us. That's why I don't think you would have had to have moved up, and we could have, whether we picked up Cousins or not, we were going to be able to get Penix if you earmarked him at 8 where we selected. Regardless, the insurance policy that everybody got gaslit into buying into. All right, Kirk Cousins, be that insurance policy. Step up.
Yeah. The injury thing, man, you just never know.
But there are guys that for some teams that would be a red flag.
No doubt.
In the case of the 24 draft.
I don't disagree with that, Mike. Everybody sees these things differently. Ultimately, talent overwhelms. If I think you're so talented that you could overcome the injuries and you can help us win, I'm willing to take a risk on that. But when Joe Burrow threw 60 touchdowns at LSU and they beat the hell out of everybody in 19, did anybody think that he'd miss 4 of his first 6 seasons or 3 of his first 5 seasons? I mean, like, you just don't know how these things shake out. And I think now, yes, this is going to be a question mark for Michael Penix from this point on. In the rest of his NFL career, whether he's here or somewhere else, people are going to wonder, okay, at what point – or how long is he going to be on the field for us? Can he sustain for a full season? And not just 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 in a row. Right. The beauty of Matt Ryan, guys, and we took it for granted, he was never hurt.
No.
He was never hurt.
Turf toe in 2009, and that's about it, man. This guy was as reliable and durable as they come. You know, I mean, you think about, like, Trevor Lawrence. He got the contract extension. A lot of folks said, I don't know about that. Then he only played 10 games that year in 24. You know, so, I mean, I just don't want Michael Penix. So, to me, and this is not an indictment of Penix, I'm just telling you, you've seen enough NFL. You've seen enough guys that were first-round picks. When you're getting into your third year and you have no idea what the guy is, that is a really tough situation to be in. And especially when we don't know how this organization is going to handle this offseason. You know, there may be a coach who comes in and says, I can't win with this guy. I don't believe in this guy. Or conversely, they do, but that's a new offensive coordinator he's going to have to get with.
Yeah.
You know, but either way, he's at that same crossroads that all these guys that we talked about earlier in the show who are now on their second and third teams after being first round picks. I hope that's not the case. But this is bad. Only thing we can spin positive, guys, is if the information is accurate and it's only a partial tear and it's only 6 months, that beats the full, 12 months to 9 months, whatever. But it's still, Carl, he is way behind the eight ball.
It's bad. No doubt. It's bad. It's bad for him, first and foremost. But it's bad for us because we still have big question marks at the quarterback position. Moving forward, we're going to get to the summer or the spring, guys, and we still don't know what this is going to look like. All right, plenty more to get to there. Coach is going to join us coming up a little bit later on this hour. We got to get to 4th and 1. Mike, let's talk about Shador. What do you think? Does he perform or does he blow this opportunity being named the starter for Sunday versus the Raiders?
Well, I mean, if Dylan Gabriel comes back with the concussion next week, you're only going to have one chance to make an impression.
Mm.
So, and I mean, I've heard everybody heard, Cam Newton, Stefanski wants him to fail. All right. Okay. Everybody's got a theory on this one. But yeah, look, here's your opportunity. This is your shot. It's Eminem. The moment. You basically have one shot. Cleveland's all behind him, but is the coaching staff. We've never really gotten the vibe or the feeling to I'm not going to buy what Cam Newton's saying, but I do understand where some people are coming from. It's always felt like there's been a hesitancy to get this guy in there, all season.
Yes, there has been. I don't know what the deal is. We'll see. He gets an opportunity on Sunday. I'm gonna tune in. I'm interested to see what he does. Odell Beckham, by the way, reinstated by the NFL after serving a 6-game suspension for PEDs. He does want to play. Any interest at all?
played for the Rams and Sean McVay. Zach Robinson was the quarterback coach. Defense coordinator was Raheem Morris. So they're familiar with the man's work. What's he got left? You know, we brought in some dudes. We brought in, what was it, DJ Chark?
Yep.
He was terrible.
Washed.
Chark was washed. Who was the guy we had? We lost a draft pick. We made a trade with the Rams. We brought in a guy last year that couldn't catch the deep ball. Yeah, Van Jefferson.
Washed.
Yes, we've had enough of washed up older wide receivers.
Yeah.
But I know Odell Beckham is a name, so people will always be intrigued. All right, well then make the phone call. Go ahead. You have nothing to lose.
I agree. NFL upholds Jamar Chase's suspension for spitting on Jalen Ramsey, despite his appeal. Look, Jamar, this was obvious.
Dude,
was obvious.
There's 16 camera angles. You did it. Stop it.
Yeah.
And it's gross and it's pathetic, and a grown man should never do that stuff, man. Grow up.
Aaron Rodgers will not require surgery on his wrist, Mike, but his status for Sunday versus the Bears is to be determined.
All right. Jackson Dart had his concussion. Now he's ready to practice, so it looks like Jackson Dart will be back in the game. Of course, Dable's not there to coach him anymore.
No.
But
somebody's got to tell this kid, seriously, and if you want a long career in the NFL, stop doing the crazy things you're doing. All right.
Somebody sent me the video from John Gruden's camp that he does with the quarterbacks. It's not ESPN anymore, but he just does his stuff. And he talked to Jackson Dart pre-draft, and he's like, "You're going to have to make better decisions
out there." That's right.
And basically saying everything you're saying, you're not helping my team if you have a concussion or a busted shoulder. And Jackson Dart's eyes are as big as saucers when Gruden was telling him this, but they're going to have to adjust, man. Yeah, you have to.
They really are. By the way, does John Gruden have any shot at getting the Giants job?
Zero.
Okay.
I mean, I'd love to see Gruden get another shot. You just can't let him anywhere near the personnel department. What he did with the Raiders and what he did with the Bucks shows he can't make those decisions.
Day-Day, I know your kids watch a lot of WWE. Cam Scataboo, guys, catching a lot of heat for his appearance in which he gets into a scuffle with one of – is that Cam Scataboo from the New York Giants? Oh, my God. And they're going crazy.
He's got a giant blingy chain that says Scat. So I guess that's him.
They're going crazy. And now everybody's like, wait a minute, homie. Aren't you supposed to be having a season-ending ankle surgery?
They thought your foot was going to fall off the bone. So what are you doing? Because and I said to Carl, nobody knows. Professional athletes don't know how to do three-quarter speed like you're supposed to with wrestlers.
No.
So he got that. They got a shot back from him, whoever this dude was. I don't follow wrestling. I'm 57. But, you know, it was certainly a lot of Giants fans going, dude, we love your enthusiasm and you're a maniac. But come on, man. Take care of that pin.
I did not see it, even though I do follow this because it's fun and entertaining. I just know your kids are into it, as you've told me. And I'm sure it was a big hit. Anytime these athletes interact with the WWE world, we've seen it time and time again. You know, Halliburton did this, right? He got hurt, and he went to and did a skit on the WWE, and everybody's like, "Oh,
hey, man, Jalen Brunson.
Yes, what's Halliburton doing here?" People dig this stuff. I just think the timing of it for Scataboo was wrong.
Yeah, it was a bad timing. And you know what? It'd been different if he gave the shove, which he gives, right? But they don't necessarily
shove back.
Right.
Or, you know, the guys who he was with, which was your guy who slept through practice. He was there. Abdul Carter.
right.
You know, maybe they take the grunt of the push. But for him to actually physically get the push, yeah, it's not a good look.
All right, man. We got a lot more to dive into. That is 4th and 1. It's brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Coming up, we are going to talk to Ra. We'll find out what is on Day-Day's mind and also more on the college football playoff rankings as they came out last night. Good news for the Dogs. I think they are in the perfect spot. Hey, join Andy and Randy this Friday for a special broadcast of the Midday Show live from Twin Peaks in Kennesaw. All the food, fun, scenic views, and much more, guys. 11 to 2 live at Twin Peaks in Kennesaw on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
are waiting the arrival of Coach Raheem Morris.
We were just sharing our workout routines here.
Well, it started,
inside the Ticketmaster studios.
It started with a video I was showing Mike and Day-Day and Bubba, who is our on-site engineer, buddy, should I say, and we were talking about how gyms have become a place to be seen. And I don't think this is anything new. I just think guys are paying more attention to it than we ever have. And you walk into the gym, and there was a guy who made a video saying, you know, I can't get a workout because of what these women are wearing.
The yoga pants thing is just insane. And now, I mean,
y'all know what y'all doing.
And then you throw in, like, the thong underneath. In some cases, people aren't wearing a thong. But
it's unbelievable.
There's just too much booty in the pants, Carl. I got to be honest
with you. Isn't that a song, Mike?
I believe it is.
All right.
There's too much booty
in the pants.
Now, watch Raheem walk right in. There's too much booty. Generally, anytime we're acting stupid, that's when Raheem comes in the building.
That's true. That's true. He walks right in. He goes, what have I walked into?
But I saw we were in Iceland. I was going to tell you guys off the air. We got time for this one until Ra comes in. This would be perfect timing if Ra walks in right now. Remember Natalie Gulbis, the female golfer? About 20 years ago, she was friends with the Maloofs, who owned the Palms.
I do remember the
Maloofs. So she was a Sacramento girl. She was on tour. She was kind of a hot thing. Very, very attractive girl. She was on this Heineken Amstel Light golf thing that we did over in Reykjavik, Iceland. And so I'm at the gym at this hotel in Iceland. It was a midnight golf tournament. She's wearing, like, the yoga pants, skin tight.
Yeah.
And she's doing that little, like, you have the handle with the wheel, and so you can bend over, you know, and do your abs or your core.
Yeah, you got to be strong with that.
She's doing that, and a big, big Scandinavian dude, 6'4", bam, walks right into a plate glass window.
Looking at her. Looking at
her.
Yeah.
And I looked at her. She goes, yeah, that happens a lot.
Wow. Okay.
But not in a fun, not in like an ego way. It was just funny.
Just it is,
but
man.
It's just, yeah. I mean, whoever invented yoga pants, to you, sir, what was the old commercial? Real men of genius?
The real men of genius. Yeah. So I was just showing him that video, and then we got to talking about workouts. Yeah, look, I am not into, and I haven't been in a long time, because when I played football, Mike, lifting weights was a part of life. You just,
right.
You got to lift. Anybody that just did any kind of sport, you guys know, that gets old real quick. When you get out of it, you're like, I'm not lifting another damn weight. But to stay in shape, right, we all try to, like, all right, do a little bit, and your doctor says you should be lifting and doing certain things, cardio, whatever. And weightlifting is great cardio, by the way, for those who don't know, but yeah, Mike was just saying, like, I'm doing cables, man. I'm not trying to put up 345 when I go to the gym every time.
That's
now,
it.
All right?
You know, the other day I did the bar, straight bar, put 245s on incline, and I'm sitting here, I'm like, why am I even doing this? My shoulder's about to pop out.
You're about to blow it.
I'm gonna sit there, I'm gonna have to call Carl. Okay, I'm at Piedmont and I'm not coming in today. So yeah, honestly, the older I get, my dad always said, just keep your chest over your stomach, do your core, get your tummy down if you can. But yeah, we're just talking about it. Cables, lightweights, that's all. Once you get to a certain age, man, that's all you need. I see these cats doing legs, man. Hey, I ain't playing rugby no more. I don't need no legs.
No, that's what I'm saying. Who am I pushing around? Why am I trying to power climb or power lift 800 pounds? Who am I pushing around?
I had a dude who looked like Zeus from that movie. Remember Tiny? Yeah. Remember that dude? Doing the big, you know, the hot, wham, hot, wham. The weights make it up. Dude, what are you doing?
It's too much.
What, are you going to go pull a bus when you get off work today?
Mike, I got on the treadmill. This is about 6 months ago, and I think I told you guys I had an Achilles strain, and I didn't know what it came from. And we finally we realized, because the doctor was like, "Well, what else have you been doing?" I said, "Oh, I was on the treadmill," and he said, "Did you have it inclined?" And I said, "Yeah." He goes, "How far?" I said, "Well, I had it up to like 8 or 9." He goes, "That was it."
You 3 degrees, sir.
You had it at its full angle, and you were trying to go full speed, and your foot said, "I can't take this," and now you have an Achilles strain. It's that simple stuff that you're like, "Oh, I'm just going to work. Yeah. I'm going to put a little angle on it." Man, please.
I told you the story last Christmas. I was down in Naples, Data. You weren't working with us at the time. The LA Fitness down there, which is about like 6 blocks from where the condo is, you got all these guys all retired. There's enough HGH in that building to sink the Titanic. Everybody, the women are all in great shape. I mean, all ages from 25 to 65. But you got these dudes. Picture your old man walking around, strutting around with a muscle shirt. You know, he's got his toupee. A lot of toupees.
No doubt.
I mean, it's not like, you know, some guys got the hair like I got, but it's toupees. Everybody's strutting around all tanned up. I'm like, man, it's like a singles bar for seniors.
It is funny. I just want to know, and look, fellas, I'm not saying it's there's nothing wrong with it, but do these ladies even get a workout in? That's the, like, you're just showing up. You look good. We get it. You look good. Are you really getting a workout in?
What about when a woman's got full makeup and you smell the perfume in the gym?
You're not there to work out.
I mean,
out.
You're there to get a hook, man.
You ain't exactly
you're
right.
To hook.
You ain't trying to work out. All right. Right. That's what we were discussing, if you really want to know. That's what we were talking about.
And we got through that conversation without Coach Morris walking through the door.
I would have loved to hear his opinions on this, though. I really would. Hey, man, it's Dukes and Bell. Coach is on the way, as we've been talking about with you guys, and it's interesting to see all the comments. You know what, Mike? I'll say this. If you were already piling on, this makes it even easier because right. something else has gone wrong with our team. But let me say this. Don't pile on to Michael Penix. The team's not played well. We haven't been good the last 5 weeks. Mm-hmm. It looks like the season is, you know, in jeopardy as far as what this is going to look like. Don't pile on the kid, man. I mean, like, nobody expects injuries to happen, and when they do, you just have to deal with them. But I think there are some people, Mike, who just because it's the Falcons and we're easy targets and the season's going the way it is, that you just pile on. And I've seen a little bit of that. And there's really nothing I can say because I get it. A lot of that stuff is not from Atlanta. It's from other places around the country because they're like, ha, ha, look at what happened to Atlanta. It's not funny when your quarterback gets hurt
like
this.
There's guys like, you know, like, for instance, Kyle Pitts. You know, he had some injury time, and it took him longer than we ever anticipated to get right when Arthur Smith was the coach. But there's a guy, you know, yes, is it his fault he was picked fourth? Okay, but to whom much is given, much is expected. And you were probably the greatest athlete everything you played at, and maybe you didn't have to work at it as hard. And now I think that's manifested itself in his NFL career. Conversely, Michael Penix Jr. had to overcome all those injuries you referred to, upper body, lower body, to hopefully have a shot at the NFL. Now, the question is, what general manager was going to roll the dice on him? It was ours, and those who weren't willing. And again, guys, you can go back and look at – I don't know how these guys find stuff in the world, Carl, but there's search engines. You can Google pre-draft evaluations. What teams were linked to Michael Penix? Which teams weren't? Which teams? Now, sometimes teams lie and say the medical scares them, but they're still going to draft him to scare some other people off. But there, to me, was always a big risk. We said it at the time. But then, as you and I say, Carl, on the show, once he's our quarterback, once you presume the organization has done its due diligence with the medical, he's our quarterback. Let's go.
Yeah, we gotta get behind it.
And even but here we are now, and then we can go back and we can have the hindsight conversation
for sure. And look, as I said about Kirk Cousins, for as upset as I was in the moment when all that stuff went down with him, Mike, and he was not being honest with the team because he didn't want to come off of the field, and he's our guy now. My hopes are back in his hands that he can, somehow win a game or two and turn this around and make us look better. I just don't want to be the laughingstock of the NFL. That's my issue right now. We're on the verge of not only what happened this season, but man, how bad can it get? He got a chance to resurrect some things, and the ball is going to be in his hands. And so for all the experience, Mike, and the things that he wanted to do here, you can.
Well, I never root against this team. I'll be pulling for Kirk. Look, again, it would be an unbelievable – that would be one of the crazy, hella stories for the Falcons the right way. Now, again, the odds are a gazillion to one against it, but we'll see. It's all where it all started to go south in New Orleans. Speaking of the Saints, we just talked about Odell Beckham.
Yeah.
Earlier today, Brandon Cooks got released by the Saints. He's been on every team in the NFL now.
Feels that way.
But if you want to go kick the tires on a guy who's got a – speaking of quiet quitting, it's kind of been Brandon Cook's M.O. But anyway, the Saints signed a wide receiver named Kevin Austin off the practice squad. So that's who will be doing that. Kamara's having a horrible season. He's only got one touchdown rushing.
It's been a bad year for them, man.
I don't think we should be too worried. It's Shook going to be out there. Hopefully we'll have some stuff for him. I mean, this is a game we should win.
Speaking of quarterbacks, like, that's the irony about this whole thing with this division. So Baker's in charge in Tampa. He got a 3-year, $100 million deal. They're going to re-up him, okay? He's going to get another extension there. In Carolina, everybody's wondering if Bryce is going to be the franchise guy. Believe it or not, they got a great opportunity to maybe make the playoffs. I know it sounds crazy. And then here we are with us and the Saints. Saints don't know what their quarterback future looks like. They drafted Tyler Shook, but, Mike, that's why he's playing right now, because they got to get a feel.
He's their Desmond Ridder, just a round higher. They're just trying to see what this cat's all about.
And then, the Spencer Rattler thing, that has played itself. So they're trying to figure out where they're going to go. There's nothing to say the Saints might not be drafting another quarterback next year. Yep. So they're going to figure out between now and the end of the season where they are, and it's kind of with us. Now you got a vet stepping in at quarterback, but we need to figure out where this team is going and what this is going to look like. And that's why none of these games, like, I'm not conceding anything.
Right.
Go win. Go compete. Let me go see what we're about.
Would be interesting to see, again, hate to say this, but do the Rams draft their heir apparent for Matthew Stafford if they see that guy in the top 10 with our pick? potentially in the 2026 draft.
Well, here's the thing. Sean McVay and company have shown the ability to fill the void with position players, right? I mean, nobody knew who the hell Puka Nacua was until you saw him.
Man, that guy's good.
He's great. He's great.
Hey, my big old found the track. The Eagles have it. The Chiefs obviously have it. The Rams have it. We're trying to get there.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you're 8 years lost and not in the playoffs, seems like it's going to take forever to find it, right?
All right. We're going to find out what's on Day-Day's mind, unless Coach walks in and wants to get into our workout discussion. Next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Yeah.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We await Coach Raheem Morris. Coming up, we'll talk more about the College Football Playoff Committee. And I don't know if you're a dog fan, if you are, how you feel about where this is. I just feel like, Mike, if the Dogs are either in the top four, which they are, which we'll talk about, or even if they were five and on the outside looking in, I feel really good about them. And so, you know, this isn't a year where you're like, I can't believe we're not number two. I don't even know if it matters. I'll just be honest. Like, as good as Ohio State is, and maybe it's the Dogs in Ohio State, you know, in the national championship game eventually, I just feel good about where this team is, man. They're peaking at the right time. And I would ask the question, maybe the kid in Indiana, maybe Mendoza, is the only guy that's playing better than Gunnar Stockton, if you were to ask me right now. There's no other quarterback around the country that has been as consistent over the last 8 weeks or 9 weeks or whatever it's been since they lost to Alabama.
Right. And remember this kid, you know, was he Cal back in the day? And he's obviously been a great team, and Cignetti's done a hell of a job. But Gunnar, the accuracy, the throws, the swagger, you know, that's the thing. I mean, look, I don't believe in the Indiana strength of schedule, but you can't deny going to Oregon and beating them the way they did. That's got to count for something.
Statement game.
That's impressive. You know, and maybe that's more about Dan Lanning than it does Indiana. But either way, I just want to see it all work out where you get Ohio State and Georgia, you know, or you get Indiana and Georgia, because I think Georgia can handle both these teams. I think Ohio State, they got tremendous wide receivers, got a killer quarterback in Sain. But they lose to Michigan. That's 5 years in a row, by the way.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
They're looking for
Michigan gets in, Mike, if they beat Ohio State, because nobody's beating them.
And Ryan Day still has those moments where he gets a little tight. But they've certainly looked the part. I get that. But there's nobody can match, because all you can judge by is who have you played. The strength of schedule for the SEC, the ranked opponents from top to bottom, it blows the Big Ten out of the water. The ACC's actually got more, a stronger strength of schedule than some of the Big Ten teams.
I agree. And that is why
I can't wait to see it.
Me either. Yeah. That is why the Michigan Ohio State game is still a big game. And a two loss Michigan team that beats Ohio State, which would be a 9-2 then team, even not playing in their conference championship, strength of schedule will be good enough for them to get in. And that's what Miami needs. They need Michigan to beat Ohio State or lose a third game, should I say. They also need Notre Dame, right?
Right.
To lose their last game. The U needs some help to kind of get that last at-large bid, even though they're sitting pretty. It's crazy, man. It's crazy. Real quick, guys, I want to remind you, Mike, we're going to be there tomorrow. We were just talking about how good the food is.
Oh, man, I haven't been to Zucca in forever. Cause I used to live in Midtown. That was in my rotation. But Zucca Bar, Pizzeria, amazing food. We're going to be over there on Smyrna, Atlanta Road in Smyrna. We'll be there 2 to 6 with Miller Lite. And Miller Lite's been doing this great tour with us the last few weeks. But, guys, I was just showing Day-Day the menu. Oh man, I want to get there early. Gotta get some mussels, get some calamari, you know, get some pasta, and the pizzas are amazing.
Are you gonna be able to do the show?
I'm gonna be in food coma.
Holy crap!
Gotta get a bottle of red.
Clams, pasta, and what else?
Bottle of red, bottle of white.
Oh, you're done.
Yeah,
I'm gonna walk in. You're gonna be like, oh.
Yeah, I mean, I might be in food coma tomorrow. I might just, you know, I'm gonna wear big pants tomorrow. I'm gonna wear some sweats.
I hear you.
It's gonna be on. Zuka's one of my faves. If you live over in that neck of the woods, Vining, Smyrna, you know. But 2 to 6, guys. We have not been over in that part of town.
No, we have not.
In a minute, so come see us.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun, man. We were up at Joe's Sports Bar. Got a lot of feedback from that, from folks that were up there. And as we made this Miller Lite tour, it's been a lot of fun to get around to some different spots around town that we normally don't get a chance to hit. All right, with all of that said, guys, talking about what's going on with our Falcons, I think the main thing is what this offense is going to look like. We're going to talk to Coach about that. You could easily say, well, we saw it last year. Is that the same offense that we're going to get from the standpoint of Kirk Cousins being at the helm now? And is it going to be more fluid, Mike? Is it going to look better than it's looked under Michael Penix? Because if it does, right, then you're going to say, okay, what's been going on? And I said this to you. If Cousins comes in here and plays really well, it's going to make a lot of people think that Michael Penix was not getting what he needed to get with this offense.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, he actually looked better. He looked better in the second half against the Commanders than he did probably in the entire season, save for maybe some series against the Commanders this time.
Right.
And Buffalo. There was a lot of inconsistency. Look, I don't see all the wrinkles that were added this offseason. Maybe, Zach, part of the success when those three games last year was the simplification of it, which gets us back to something we've talked to Coach about. Either way, I'm not the only one. I heard Pete Prisco today. We've already heard other analysts. Kurt Warner's talked about it. We're either too predictable or there's too many elements of this offense that don't suit Penix's game. So they got to fix that. And I don't know if they're capable of pivoting, but Kirk Cousins had tremendous success. He was 2-time NFC player of the week with this guy, with Zach Cole in the plays. Don't forget now, you don't have a healthy Drake in this game. You don't have a healthy Drake, but you do have some other guys, the backups, I guess Kirk's got more familiarity with. You trust this wide receiver core to step up. Or just, how about this? Keep it still. Let Bijan touch the ball 30 times and 25 runs.
That's the key. I mean, honestly,
not that complicated.
It's really not. And as we talked to Coach about this, you know, when we say we need to get lean on him, we said it yesterday on the show, we need to lean on him. We literally do. Look, there have been times, and San Francisco did it against us. They didn't have hardly any of their star power on the field, and they just said, you know what, we're going to give it to Christian. And
right.
You carry us.
Let the big dog eat.
Let him eat.
That's sometimes where I think Zach has gotten off script. I think, look, sometimes when we feel that, and we've said this, you know, if – yes, all these comes together in a daisy chain. If you have a mistake or there's a penalty, now you're out of sequence with the stuff you're trying to accomplish. Now the possession goes out the window. That's one less touch of the football. But still, I just don't think we maximize the talent when we have the opportunity. Whatever the down and distance is, I still think we got the wrong guy getting his hands on the football sometimes.
Coach is on the way, guys. Stay there. We're live at Flowery Branch. It's Dukes and Bell inside of the Ticketmaster Studios. Before Coach walks in, Day-Day, what's on your mind, man? What's going on?
Well, just piggybacking off of what you guys are talking about, here's the deal. Saints, even though they are 11th overall in total defense, they allow 317 yards total offense per game, 193 through the air per game, 123.8 on the ground. That's 21st. All right, and they allow an average of 25 points per game.
Okay.
Feed Bijan, feed Tyler Allgeier, and run the ball down their throats. All right.
And if Allgeier gets the hot hand, how about Bijan out wide or in the slot?
Exactly. Look, Bijan is very effective in the passing game. And then offensively for the Saints, our defense should have a very, in my opinion, they should have a good day. Just our luck because of the string of guys who haven't been doing well, and then all of a sudden they've played us the last few games and they've looked like, you know, world beaters. But they've only rushed for 92.8 yards a game. All right.
Kamara's only got one rushing touchdown. Right. Right? How about that, Carl?
So don't let this be the game where Kamara comes in and –
Well, that's the biggest weapon is Kamara, right? That and I guess, you know, they've got some good young wide receivers. Chris Olave, he's 100%.
I have to double check on Olave.
Yeah, check
but
that
that's
yeah.
really all it is. You know, right. I just really honestly that was going to be what was on my mind. Just that this is all jokes aside. I get that the Michael Penix Jr. It is a downer on top of what we're dealing with in terms of the Falcons season, but I do feel that there is some optimism in the fact that regardless that it's Kirk Cousins coming in, this is a Saints team that we should still be able to go in and take advantage of. Okay. We still have the better pieces.
Olave, by the way, Carl, 664 yards. He's had 104-yard gain. That was the win against Carolina. Right. He's got a couple of explosive plays, catches over 50 yards.
All right, I was just going to say, Mike, there's been a correction in the report about Penix needing a full reconstruction. Apparently, he does.
Are you freaking kidding me?
So our buddy Mark Raimondi said, correction here. There was some confusion. Penix does, capital D-O-E-S, need a full ACL reconstruction despite the partial tear per league source. Apologies for the error, but that is now what he is reporting. Earlier we told you, maybe an hour or so ago, that we were hearing that it was not a full reconstruction. The reason why this is important is the timeline. We're going from 6 months potentially now to a full reconstruction, which is about a nine-month timetable,
right? Minimum.
According to doctors. Okay?
Minimum.
We're not doctors. We're just telling you what we're telling, what's being told to us. So that change of that report changes again the timeline on this. I wonder if Ra will admit or at least acknowledge this, Mike. I don't know how much he knows. Again, they've been practicing. Maybe all of this is new, updated information, but that sucks. Bottom line, because the 6 months, it feels like okay, that's not as bad. Like I feel like he could be ready for camp,
right?
You start talking about 9 months. Again, I said right now, if you start right now, and he hasn't even had the surgery yet, you're talking about September. Well, the season's underway. And then what happens? You know what happens? He's on the four-week IR to start the season because they got to make sure he's right before they run him out there. Then you're talking about him missing the month of September. So it's potentially, and again, this is just a guesstimation, you're talking about October before we could possibly see Michael Penix under center starting for the Falcons next year. If, again, all of this plays out from the timeline that we think it might, which is reconstructive, full ACL reconstruction, and a rehab situation.
Won't be ready for camp.
No.
I mean, by all estimations, you know, I mean, that's some bad news. I was feeling a little bit better about it. We literally just had this conversation. And, again, apologies to Mark. Mark just said apologies himself. Correction here is just semantics confusion on the information he was getting from the
and
team.
It happens.
But, again, guys, so that's the full McGill. That's a full reconstruction on his other knee. He had two procedures on his right knee. This is the left knee. And now Terry Fontenot's gamble is a disaster. There's no other way to put it because now you don't know what he is going into year three, coming off of surgery on his other knee. And by anyone outside Atlanta would say you blew it. They'd say you blew it because you're gonna have to have another quarterback on the roster. Kirk Cousins is a $57 million hit. As you said, you got to get him off the roster, and you got to mitigate that hit over the next few years. So we're going to have to go with some freaking journeyman or try to roll the dice and try to catch lightning in a bottle in the draft.
That's right.
Without a first-round pick.
Yeah, because, you know, here's the other side of this, guys. The Falcons organization cannot go into the season knowing this, right, and the recovery time and knowing the timetable for potentially Michael's return and not protect themselves. Not only that, the last thing you want to do, Mike, if this season continues to go down the road that it's going, is not give this fan base any reason to have any interest moving forward next season when you don't know what the quarterback situation is going to be.
Right.
So, you know, when you say, yes, he's coming back, and we hope that he does, this organization has to protect itself, say, hey, what are we going to have at the start of the season? And by the way, who the hell are we to think that we could just start in September with some journeyman and be right. Okay? Like, those games don't matter. We don't even know what the schedule looks like. We don't even know who's going to be on this team. We're so far away from that. But there's so many elements to this. When you start saying, all right, where do we go? And that's why Monday when I came in and I said, it feels like there's no way out. Because that's how I felt.
Right.
And now, knowing this information and what it is, and it's been documented and it's official that, hey, he's going to have surgery and Kirk is our guy. And the easy answer, Mike, to be honest, is Kirk is your guy now, and he's going to be back. That's the easy answer. Are you willing to invest that money that you paid him and say, hey, we're just going to have him on the team and he's our guy until Michael's able to get back? That's the easy answer. Hell, I don't even know how Kirk feels about this. Yeah, we don't know.
Kirk, when he came here, part of the reason he signed with the Falcons is he knew they were going to draft a young quarterback in Minnesota. He didn't want any part of that. He wanted to be the man. And after his 15 years in the league, you're in the right. So he was blindsided by the Michael Penix Jr. pick. You know, again, we've already covered how he handled his business. It forced him to perhaps maybe less than forthcoming over the true status of an injury, which then cost you games and derailed our season. So now, fast forward it, a $57 million cap hit. Got to get that off the books. Michael Penix Jr. in all likelihood not able to be ready for camp. Got to go with some journeyman like Garoppolo or some crap. I mean, this is bad
as it
gets. That
doesn't excite me.
No, it's as bad as it gets. We're right back to where we were with freaking Mariota. We're right back to 2022. I mean, this is as bad as it gets, Falcon fans. You know, I'm not going to sell you some bull blank. This is it. This is why a lot of folks, and I was one of them, that felt this was the craziest damn thing you could ever have done 2 years ago, and now the worst-case scenario is playing out.
Unless Kirk takes us to the
playoffs. Unless Captain Kirk puts it together and it all starts Sunday.
Oh, my God. Oh, let's hope not. Can we have some mercy, football gods? We're live at Flowery Branch.
Stupid is as stupid does.
We're coming back. It's Dukes and Bell.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.